I don't think I said in the last hour, but you're listening to Chris B and Les N. We are Newman and Bent, and Les just sent me a message there saying there's a secret, a hidden message in that tune.
If you listen carefully, it sounds like Morse code.
It's the other side of the Upsetters single. In fact, it's the A side of the single with no vocals on it. It's called Choking Kind. And in the last hour, we heard the Upsetters with Pennywise.
Of course, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists that look at some of these records and they think, you know, if you play it backwards or there's something in the lyrics or something that's got hidden messages.
There's no hidden message in the next one. This is the Cimarrons and Grandfather Clock. So let's get rid of both of us and the music and listen to this.
This is my grandfather's clock. He left it for me when he died.
toured the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Only way to play the single version was to find the actual battered and bruised single. That's The Trees with Nothing Special on CBS Records and Celia Humphreys on the vocals. And I think The Trees rivaled Pentangle and Fairport Convention. Les, I've just connected you through, I believe.
Okay, that's fantastic, yeah. Just reading about them, one of the members of that band was David Costa, who was a graphic artist who did a lot of stuff for Elton John and Queen, you know, for album covers.
He was acoustic and 12-string guitar. Yeah, yeah. That's what David Costa was. Bias Boschel, vocals, bass, guitar, acoustic. Yep. Barry Clark, lead and acoustic. Unwin Brown on the drums. And as I said, Celia Humphreys on the vocals. That, their first album, that was from The Garden of Jane Delaney. And their second album was called On the Shore, which hopefully we'll stumble upon as the weeks go by. And prior to that, of course, it was the Cimarrons singing about their grandfather clock, which had been left.
Johnny Cash did a version of that. Funny enough. But doesn't that remind you? They were the songs that we used to listen to on Uncle Mac on a Saturday morning. That's probably before your time, though.
What, the Cimarrons? No, we didn't listen to the Cimarrons.
Not that person, but the original one.
Oh, I see. Yeah, if there was any these lyrics in their version, my grandfather's clock, he left it for me when he died. And then they just seemed to play random notes on their organ, didn't they, Les?
How'd it go? It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Dear, oh dear, I don't know how old that song actually is.
No, let's listen to the other side of the trees. This is not the battered single, though. This is the actual album. I think this is the one. It's called Epitaph. There will be one for us, hopefully one day.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Once upon a time, a little girl was dreaming of the sweet things that would happen when she grew a little older. Once, long, long ago, when the dreams were just dreams, but the child didn't know. Once upon a time, a little girl grew older, and the sweet things were real things with her head on his shoulder. Once, long, long ago, when the dreams would soon fade and the young love would go. People were praying for peace in the world, upon a time, a little girl lay crying for the sweet things that were wasting and the young men all dying. Once, long, long ago, when the dreams were just dreams that the child did.
Something to surprise us every week.
Yes. Rosemary
Nichols, Department S, apparently.
Yeah. I remember the when you mentioned the name, I thought it's like her singing. Wow, that's quite a surprise, isn't it?
Once Upon a Time, subtitled Love with Cinematic Happening. Let me say that again. Subtitled Love Witch Cinematic Happening, which as in White Witch or Black Witch. Love Witch Cinematic Happening on Gemini Records.
Ah.
Crazy, man.
Wow. Interesting.
Oh, yes, I can hear the dogs this time.
Oh, yeah, somebody walked past. There they go.
So, many thanks for listening to Les Newman and Chris Bent today. I am in the studio, but Les is reclining in his sun swing in the front front yard. Is it, Les?
Yeah, it's the front garden. Yeah, very very pleasant today. Yes. Nice blue sky.
Yeah, I can see your.
There's a nice shade here. We've just got a nice breeze blowing. I'm just out of the sun. So it's quite pleasant, you know. As you can hear, the dogs are barking away, the birds are singing. Got a pigeon walking on the roof. I don't know what he's doing up there, and a blackbird right on top of my TV aerial.
Me? I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell him by the way I walk.
Oh, well.
And we also, what else did we have? We heard The Trees, what a gorgeous song, called Epitaph on the B-side of their Nothing Special CBS single, now on MCA Records, and sounding to my ears a little like Middle of the Road. This is a band called Capricorn and Liverpool Hello. What can you find out about Capricorn, Les?
I'm
remember that one.
No, but that's a really proggy sound, isn't it?
Yeah. Misty have a name of a band on the Parlophone record label, and Hot Cinnamon. It's a simple format we've devised for this programme. We just look at the new singles listing for each week and have been doing so since the start of November 1968. Well, start of November, not... When did we do it then? So this is 2018 is when I started doing this particular thing each week. And here we are. We've got as far as July the 3rd, 1970. And that has coincided with the same day of the week I'm having a job getting my head around this, Les. I tell you what, I wouldn't have made a very good Doctor Who.
I wouldn't know
whether I was coming or going.
Oh dear.
if it's Friday, it must be 1970 when the new singles are released. So, that was on Parlophone. It's Misty, R5852. A few catalogue numbers later, R5855 are the times featuring the Swarbrigs. And looking through the eyes of a beautiful girl. It's this one.
Got her walking, everyone stopping to stare as she passes them by. Look at her talking, everyone turning their heads for a look from her eye. Look at her moving, think she stepped out of a dream. What am I gonna do if I'm to make her mine? Bide my time, she's so fine. Into the eyes of a beautiful girl, it's the only way she knows. She's looking to the eyes of a beautiful girl, and everywhere she looks it shows. There's something about the way she looks around, it's almost heavenly. Don't you know she's looking to the eyes. Trying to keep her from me. What am I gonna do to make her look my way? Come what may, I gotta say that she is looking to the eyes of a beautiful girl. It's the only way she knows. She's looking to the eyes of a beautiful girl, and everywhere she looks shows. There's something about the way she looks around, it's almost
the name probably rings a bell. He said, all good people will go to heaven, and the others will go to hell. His name was Jesus Christ. The name probably rings a bell. He said, all good people will go to heaven, and the others will go to hell.
The name probably rings a bell. His name was Jesus Christ. Another man's song, it was actually called, on Polydor Records. Little Bighorn were the band. Les.
Well, can't know a lot, don't know a lot, other than they were formed in Luton in 1968. Also known as Wild Silk, apparently.
Oh, yes, we have played tunes by them in recent months, yep.
And also, Basil and Cotton Socks were another one of their names.
I don't recall them.
Yes. Obviously, the list of singles. What was that one? Another man's. Oh, under the name of Wild Silk, they called their single was Visions in a Plaster Sky. Apparently.
Yes, yes, I have definitely played that in this show, yes.
Yeah.
As we've headed toward the unknown region. Yeah, all good people go to heaven and the others will go to hell. Yeah.
Well, interesting words.
Yes.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
From Little Bighorn, let's go to... Jumping Jehoshaphat on a Philips record label. It would be quite a while before they had big hits, but Les, it's time to put on your tiger feet for this. For this is Mud. Jumping Jehoshaphat from Mud. Very commercial, but I'm pretty certain Mud had no hit whatsoever. No indentation on the chart.
Neither,
So that was Mud in July. The 3rd of July their single was released, 1970. And Jumping Jehoshaphat on Philips Records.
I remember that single. I can remember airing that on the day, back in the day, unless it was done by somebody else.
I doubt it. Well, it could have been. It could have been many versions of Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Well, I remember that.
Many thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Chris B. That's Chris Bent and Les N. That's Les Newman. Let's leave you with the Invitations. And their single is going to be called How'd We Ever Get This Way on J-Boy Records. But before that, Medicine Head on John Peel's Dandelion record label. This is called Coast to Coast and Shore to Shore. Dit did it da 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 da. Be seeing you.
When your senses fly to first to skin, sky is nothing but the floor. Anyone can find you falling down, and what are you falling for? Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Between the gates of life and death, lost up and broken by the stone. Make business true to any form. Make love the way you bring it home. Oh yeah. 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 Oh yeah, oh yeah. And now to everyone the sun is born, brighter than the one before. You can feel it flowing over you, coast to coast and shore to shore.
Freddy, everybody in the world is bent.
Ooh, look at you, baby, look at me.
Oh, my darling.
So in love we used to be. But now it's just a memory.
Memory.
Baby, how did we ever get this way? Tell me, honey.
How did we ever get this way?
Well, I recall when things were fine.
Things were fine.
And every day the sun would shine.
Shine on you and me, baby.
When I was young and you were mine. Baby, how
get this way?
Oh, baby.
How did we ever get this way?
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
If you let me make love to you, then why can't I touch you?
My darling.
If you let me make love to you, then why can't I touch you?
I want to tell you, baby, I'm not saying I want to change you. I don't want to rearrange you. No,
no, no, no, no,
no, no. Baby, baby, please. If you let me make love to you, darling, why can't you open up your heart and let me touch you, girl? Hey, baby, yeah. You know I love to touch you, my darling.
You're like a frozen flame. It sure seems a shame that you let me make love to you, but you won't let me touch you. When I leave you, I'm going someplace I've never been before.
But I know you'll go back once more through that same squeaky door. No,
no.
Been a different world. I seem to be a little bit stronger. Each moment seems a little bit longer. But you, you're like a frozen flame, girl. It sure seems a shame that you let me make love to you, but you won't let me touch you.
Everyone would like a chance to smile some more. Happiness is still a thing we're searching for. I need a chance to show how our love would grow. Yes, I want you back. I was a fool to let you go. You out of my mind. You are there every minute I find. I'm so lost and I'm feeling so blind. You are right, but you're being unkind. If you come back and say that you'd stay, then I won't let you go anymore. 'Cause I can't get you out of my mind. It's for sure. Hardest way. Never do we listen to what others say. I made a big mistake, and now I need a break. Say that you'll come back, that's all I ask.
Lunar, I Can't Get You Out of My Mind. The performing
Lee.
Oh, I thought it was a misprint. The Performing Les. Yeah, Performing Lees, that was on bound to be on Pi Records. Yes, it was. And before that, it was the
Sounds Jive, like a Pi label.
The Jive 5, FYVE. If you let me make love to you, then why can't I touch you? Was the complete title of their tune on MCA Records.
I'm not sure whether that. Have you got the rock? There's a. What are we going to do? Hang on. Let me get. All right.
Get your head
Jive
together.
Jive 5 were actually a doo-wop band from the late 50s.
Well.
Which went on to doing soul bands right through into the 70s and 80s.
That's what it says on the label. So, Jive 5, FYVE. If you let me make love to you, then why can't I touch on MCA Records? MCA would have been an American label, I think, at the time. Yes. A lot of American stuff on there. And we began
can't
with...
Not very much on the Performing Lees at all.
No. And we also heard the Invitations, and How'd We Ever Get This Way on J-Boy, beginning with Medicine Head, Coast to Coast, brackets, and Shore to Shore on Dandelion. And inexcusably, I have omitted to play Glen Campbell.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
We're just going to go out with the last record, and then we're going to bring on Mr. Chris Bent and his Talking Horse.
In my heart, sweet love.
A&M Records,
that good.
Appears to have only been released as a single, was never on an album. Judith Durham.
Yeah, she wrote a lot of stuff. I mean, obviously, Georgie Girl, Carnival of Over, which is my favourite of hers, Morning Town Ride, and I'll Never Find Another You, which obviously she did all them with the Seekers, but wow, that is a nice single, that, like that.
Let Me Find Love, Judith Durham, and prior to that, of course, it was Glen Campbell.
Yeah, that was written for his 1967 album. Obviously, there's been loads and loads of copies of that, or cover versions.
Yeah.
Of course, Ben, including Benny Hill, did a version of it. Apparently, obviously, not all the country greats. Tammy Wynette, Johnny Cash.
I think Dean Martin probably.
Dean Martin did a version as well. Yeah. So that's been loads and loads of cover versions of that. Even Elvis Presley did a version of it as well. So there you go.
So finally, in this, what has resulted in a kind of a podcast today, the Bitter Almond, we played them. The 19th of June, they released their single on Warner Brothers, Bitter Almond, In the Morning with Silver on the B-side. And now, in this week's listing for the 3rd of July, we've got a group called Silver releasing a track called Bitter Almond on the same Warner Brothers label. So something went amiss here now, and that could explain why Bitter Almond didn't have a hit they should have had with what would have been In the Morning. In the Morning is what we played about three weeks ago. Yeah. So here, the band are called Silver which was the title of the original B-side, and the single, the A-side, is called...
Yeah, that's a bit strange.
Bitter. Let's just play Bitter Almond and Silver.
They've been seen, they must have all turned green. Then they glittered and shone, they stood in stately rows, now they must all grow. And though I try my hardest to find a way to get you out of my mind, silver is the color I see. Anything for you. Now there is a stronger glow from where they used to be, a cheaper ring from me. Then it wasn't cost that won, but something we both knew was sent from me to you. Though I try my hardest, out of my mind. Silver is the color I see, rings a longer finger to me. Silver buttons and silver dreams, you know that I'd do anything for you.